If you think water is just water, then don't tell the folks in this small town, because it's the water that many owe for their livelihood. The story of those springs that brought big business is next on The American Countryside.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine. Not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive.
Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete, to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Mike Bishop says there's just something in the water here that seems to attract people.
We call ourselves the city that water built. Going back to the late 1800s, when our springs were first discovered here, it's kind of a magical springs, a healing springs.
Mike shares the story from Eureka Springs, Arkansas.
Now a lot of it becomes folklore, not necessarily scientific, but there was belief that there was healing power in our waters. We had some very creative people that took advantage of that and started promoting that, and people started coming from all over the country to experience our springs and our water.
Over time, the water drew more people from further distances, and the water began to travel, so to speak.
Our railroad was built. And that opened the door for people from northern cities, Kansas City, Chicago, places like that, to come in and visit with us. And then also along in there, somewhere down the historical line, Ozarka water started being bottled here.
Ozarka water was a great marketing tool. It attracted people to find the source of what they were drinking.
They were bottling it and shipping it out on train to other destinations. And then, of course, when people would see it and get it, they would inquire where it came from. And then they would ultimately want to visit here. And that was part of the catalyst to get us started.
The small town in the Ozark Hills began to swell to amazing numbers, with people from everywhere descending upon it to see the springs for themselves. More next time as we travel the countryside. In Eureka Springs, Arkansas, I'm Andrew McCrae.